Percy Goring was Britain's last known Gallipoli survivor. In his later years, he called Australia home. Percy was a sapper with the East Anglia Royal Engineers. At Gallipoli, he discovered that the enemy fire wasn't always coming from the land.
Next day, we moved to some trenches on New Brunessi Point, 6 feet deep and 6 feet wide. They were reserve trenches. During the afternoon, three of us were sitting on the top. It was too hot in the trench when we heard a plane. We could not see it because we were looking into the sun. The top of the trench was covered with the blankets, bayonets stuck in each corner, and Housie Housie, now called Bingo, was being played underneath. The plane was quite low, and as it got near, we saw it was a Jerry. The observer was leaning over the side, and we saw what looked like a ball leave his hand. We three went down together through the blanket, and the next minute we were smothered with dirt and stones. It was a near miss. You can be lucky. As soon as it was dark, we packed up and marched along the seashore towards Anzac. It was quite light as a firefight was going on the other side of the Salt Lake and the shells had set the scribble-like. Some of the country regiments were attacking W Hill and Chocolate Hill on the other side of the lake. About halfway along, Harry Newby, who was next to me, suddenly nearly knocked me over as he had been shot in the chest. The medic took care of him and we carried on.
Percy Goring's ordeal on Gallipoli was not over. We'll hear more of his story in our series, Our Wartime Heroes.